This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has recorded more than 400,000 cases of COVID-19. That's nearly 7% of the population. Cases and positive test results have been dropping for weeks, but not yet to September's levels. Since the pandemic reached the state almost a year ago, more than 5,400 people have died, and more than 22,000 had to be hospitalized. Governor Polis has sent letters urging the Biden administration to keep two federal headquarters in Colorado. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
One letter requests the administration keep the Bureau of Land Management on the Western Slope and not move it back to Washington, D.C. Former President Trump relocated the BLM to Grand Junction last year after a years-long push spearheaded by former Senator Cory Gardner. The other letter urges a pause in the recently announced move of the headquarters of U.S. Space Command out of Colorado Springs. It's co-signed by a number of other state elected leaders, including Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. They say an investigation should be made into whether politics played a part in the decision to move the mission to Alabama. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up, President Biden visited the State Department today to announce a new envoy for Yemen, boost morale, and show support for Secretary Antony Blinken. Then, for the first time, a woman will be among the referees on the field during the Super Bowl on Sunday. It's part of a trend to increase the number of female officials across pro sports. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. It's been almost a year since offices everywhere emptied out. Between health safety measures and convenience, a majority of employees are still working from home. But at least one Denver CEO is eager to call his workers back.
We do look forward to getting everybody back in, and I think it does make a big difference.
CPR's Sarah Mulholland asks, what might office space in Denver look like after the pandemic? We'll have her story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Wintry mix for the Central Mountains tomorrow, snow showers for Vail. It'll be partly cloudy for Grand Junction tomorrow, and sunny along the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News.